ngiyanibingelela nonke ekhameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngisukuma nokumbonga uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yami yonke ngokungivumela ukuthi ngibe khona phakathi kwenu ngiyophakamisa igama lakhe.
I thank God with all my heart that I can be here in your midst and that we can be here to uplift his name.
USathan ubengihlasele kakhulu kulezi insuku.
The devil was really on the attack after me these days.
Ngalezi insuku uma ngiku specialist wathi udokotela kufanele ukuthi ungene esibhedlele usibone ukuthi awunayo yini indluva dlavuza emathanjeni akho na.
Just these past days a doctor referred me to a specialist and they said I need to go into hospital for tests to see whether I didn't have cancer in my bones.
Bangihlola kusukela okhakhayini kuze kube senzwaneni. Kodwa kuthi hayi abatholanga lutho.
They did thorough tests from head to toe, but the results were good. They say they found nothing.
Kuthangi-ke ngalala esibhedlela futhi.
But day before yesterday I was in hospital again.
Athi uspecialist akufanele ukuthi ahlole bathunjini nami bathathe ikamera balfaka ahlole ukuthi akukho yini okungafanele khona.
And then they got me to swallow a camera to check whether there wasn't a problem inside somewhere.
Kodwa uma behlolisisa awu abatholile lutho.
But there again they found nothing.
Umngame segula bebemfaka amakhamari afika ngixoxele ethi hey bekunzima befake ikhamari la emlonyeni. Hayi namhlanje ke ngathi ke cha sengiyokhula nami ngikubona ukuthi kunhloboni. Ngithi ngiyajabula ke nami ngizobona ngithi ngisize nje Nkosi ukuba kungabi buhlungu kakhulu. Uma ngizwa kancane aya kulutho kodwa ngiyathanda ukuthi ngibone le khamari ingena ngibone naseswini sami kunjani.
Now my wife had to go through that experience a few times when she was so ill and I thought, well, now I've got a chance to know what she went through and I thought, well, Lord, I would quite like to see what it's like and actually see what they see inside when they send the camera down. But Lord, just help me that it's not too painful.
Ayike wafika unesomhlophe wazethula kimi wathi mina ke engizokubhasopa ngikugade angitsheleke ukuthi kuyobanjani uma sebefaka ikamari ngizozwani uma besefaka ispray emlonyeni. Ngithi hawu ngiyabonga uma ngizogadwa wena. Hayi ngahamba udokotela uAlbi wathi uzongiphelezela. Ngimtsheleke ngithi hayi nangoku udokotela ozobamba isandla sami angiduduze. Hayi ke sekisame ngithi ngiyangena afike-ke nephayiphi unesi lo wathi uyabona-ke nakho-ke bengikusho futa 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 ukuba ngingezwa ubuhlungu ngebhadi elithize ngaphaphama sengisembhedeni ngithi angisabonanga lutho angisazwanga lutho ngafikelwa ubuthongo ngalala akazi ukuthi bese ngikhathele kakhulu bathi hayi abatholanga.
So the nurse arrived and told me what the procedure would be like, and Dr. Albi was also there, and I said, well, he's there to hold my hand. And then they got the camera and everything ready, and then I fell into a deep sleep, and I woke up when everything was over, so I missed out on everything. I was so disappointed because I wanted to see what it actually looks like.
I didn't see a camera, I didn't see my inside, I didn't see a thing. I fell asleep. That's a gift, one of the gifts I've got. I can sleep. Nadana. Kodwa unesi wathi ngizokufaka njokuncane, hayi ukuthi ulale. Funa ukuthi ubone konke. Hawu, angibonanga lutho. Ngathi ukujabhajabha.
Now they told me that I wouldn't actually fall asleep, I would be awake throughout the procedure, but I was very disappointed when I slept. Well, I was fast asleep throughout.
Hayi, ngisemncane, ngino 13, 14. Thina bakwasitekene. Asikhuli ngokungena kobusika, sikhula ngokuthwasa kwehlobo.
Now, when I was still young, I was about 13 years old. Now, just by the way, we Stegans, we grow up quite fast physically. We grow up in springtime, not in the winter.
Not in autumn, in spring. With 13 years, I was as big as what I am now. So, why is it you basin and no es fazane, oi kalati, simbiza muti majan? What are we not a loser sheshu fa bantabate? Baya sheshu gufa. Au koto amanje ngomusa nkulunkulu sengibona ngishiwa nabancane nabamfushane kanti lo muntu sekho.
We had an elderly lady at that time we called Majan, and she always said, well, you've grown up far too fast. You won't get old, you'll die at a young age because you grew up too fast. But now I see I did grow to this age, and I see many younger people than I passing away, and here I still am.
Iqiniso ileli isikhathi somuntu sisesandleni sikaNkulunkulu.
The truth of the matter is that our life, our time is in God's hands.
Sekunamasonto ambalwa uNeil Vithoff esekufeni.
It's now for a number of weeks that Neil Vithoff is, so to say, on his deathbed.
Kukhona umfana la uyisihlobo sakithi uzalwe umzala wami. Uwafunda la esikoleni ube gijima kakhulu kuma sports ephambili ephila phi akaza kule nakanye ngokukhumbula kwami. Kanti uma eseshada nentombi yase France evakashele khona wagula. Hawu, uma behlola babona ukuthi unohlobo olubi lwekhetse. Bamnqumela izinsuku ezimbalwa nje. Waza wabuya, wahlinzwa. Manje kusukela kuleso sikhathi, usuku nosuku nginaye. Uma ngingenaye ngesidumbu, kodwa ngokomoya ngotelefoni bese sithandaze.
So my cousin's son, he was a very healthy young man, and as a boy always very fit, good at athletics, at sports, very healthy young man, but he fell ill very suddenly, and we've been, since he's fallen so ill just a few weeks ago, we've been in contact all the time. Even if I can't visit him during the day, we're in contact by telephone. So we're united in spirit all the time that we can pray.
Sithandaza sithi Nkulunkulu, uma kuyintando yakho mphilise.
And we pray and say, Lord, if it's your will, please heal him.
Kodwa ngalezi nsuku angazi ukuthi bekuthangi yini. Ngithi wenile. Kumelwe ukuthi ngikutshele iqiniso. Ukufa kumuntu okholwayo. Umuntu owayihlanganisa noNkulunkulu waba nokuthula kuNkulunkulu.
But these days, I think it was day before yesterday, I said to him, Neil, I must tell you the truth. For a believer, For a Christian who's made peace with God,
to a person who is in right standing with God, death is thousands of times better and greater than the healing miracle in a life like yours. We must never forget it. Death is the greatest miracle that can happen to me. You may count any miracle, mention any miracle. The day I die, being rightly related to God, it's 1,000 times a greater miracle than being healed physically. Then I'll be with my Lord. I'll be with Him. That makes the person envious where he wants to die. But just because of the Lord's work and wanting to be faithful to God, we are happy if we are still here.
Kumuntu ohlanganisa noNkulunkulu asikho isimanga esidlula leso kunokuba ufele enkosini uhamba ube kanye nayo inkosi uzobe nomona ngabantu abahambayo usale wena kodwa kusihlalisayo siyathanda ukuthi nalapha simkhonze uNkulunkulu sibe sibusiso nakwabanye.
So sollten wir nicht traurig sein, wenn wir sterben als Gotteskinder, weil das ist das Tausendfache mir herrlich, Größe, Schöne, als ein leibliches Wunder der Totenauferstehung in dieser Welt.
Asikismanges lula leso, siphindwa kankulungwane. Kunokuthi uphiliswe enyameni ukuhlangana nenkosi sona simanga sokugcina.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngintoxele ezinye izinto engingazange ngixoxe nakanye selokhu uNkulunkulu eqale revival ethulule umoya wakhe ngeminyaka engamashumi amane edlule.
I'd like to share with you some things that happened which I've never shared before, but things which God has done since he poured out his spirit 40 years ago.
Ukuze ngithule ngezinye izinto ngithule ngesizathu sokuthi uJesu uthi musani ukuthatha amaparele niwaphose ezinjeni naseyingulubeni ngoba ziyonyathela zona beze zihepule nina.
I've been silent about certain things because the Lord has instructed us not to throw the pearl to the swine.
Because they will trample upon those pearls and then they'll pull you to pieces. And if there are dangerous people in this world, it's people that are called Christians. If they are not under the control of the Holy Spirit, that's where the demons like to stay.
Bayingozi futhi abantu abazibiza ukuthi bangabazalwane kodwa bengabuswa umoya kaNkulunkulu ngoba kuyilapho amademoni athanda ukuhlala khona
ngoba bayisivivi akushisi akubandi. Yikho uJesu ethi ngenxa yaleso sizathu ngizokuhlanza ngikhafule emlonyeni wami.
They're neither hot nor cold, they're lukewarm, and the Lord says, I will spew you out.
Bengisemusha.
I was still young.
Ngineminyaka ngiqagela ngokuthi shumi nane, shumi nesihlanu.
I must have been around about 14 or 15.
Ubaba wakithi engumlimi kodwa ineyitolo futhi.
My father was a farmer, but he also had some trading stores, some supermarkets.
Itolo phezu kweyintaba. Uzubuke kude.
Some of them were built at the edge of a cliff or on a high mountain where you could see very far. So we would often transport the goods, the merchandise to these stores or from the one store to the other. Like at Kingsliff to Qibini.
Uma ususe Qibini, phezulu eQibini, ubuka kude, uzubona intaba, nemihosha, yakwaMaphumulo.
Now when you're at Qibini, you're on a high plateau there, overlooking the valley and the mountains, towards the side here, towards Maphumulo.
Uma ngibuka leyo ndawo, ngibuka indawo yakwaMaphumulo, ngisuke ngibe nomunyu, ngibe nomunyu enhlizweni yami okungachazeki, ngilangazelela ukuba kulezo ntaba kube ngathi inxenye yami ikulezo ntaba.
And while I was there at that time, overlooking this valley, looking towards the mountains of here at Maphumulo, I had
a heartbreaking
longing. I felt very drawn to that place, to the mountains across the valley, the Maphumulo area. I didn't understand it at that time.
Sengiyaqonda-ke ukuthi ngibe nomunyu ongaka ngasizathu sini.
But when the Lord poured out His Spirit in Maphumulo, a short time later, then I realized what it was all about. I understood why I had that deep longing and I was drawn to that place.
Bekani beku isikhathe eside. Ngingakazi nokuthi ngizoshumayela ivangeli. Ngingakaphenduki ngokupheleleyo.
It was quite a few years before that actually happened. It was even before I'd really gotten converted.
Ngibona ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu. Kusho ukuthi nani enikwaMaphumulo beningazi. uNkulunkulu wasikhetha ngaphambi kokusekelwa komhlaba ungakazilutho ngaye useyizitha zakhe wayesekhethile uNkulunkulu ekuthandile efuna ukuthi ubese ntandweni yakhe.
So God did in His greatness. Wonderful to think that God had prepared that from of old, before the foundations of the earth were laid. God had chosen that place and the people of Maphumulo, you who were there, to do what He did.
uNkulunkulu nemplani, uNkulunkulu nentando yakhe, une blueprint yakho, izinto afuna ukuba azenze ngawe kodwa maye 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 uma wena utholakala ungekho entandweni yakhe.
God has his will, his plan, his purpose, his blueprint for your life as well. But woe to you if you are not found within his will.
Hayike sengiya uma ke wenzeka ke ngeminyaka ngaphambi kokuqala kokusebenza kukamoya kaNkulunkulu kuleyo ndawo ukuba uNkulunkulu atholele khona.
But I want to jump to that time, the period, the years just before when God sent His Spirit.
Bengishumayela ivangeli, sengishumayela ivangeli iminyaka eyishumi nambili ezindawo ezindaweni ngezindawo zalapha eRepublic.
I've been preaching the gospel in various places in the Republic and South Africa at that time for 12 years already.
Ngase ngimenywa imandla yakaMaphumulo ukuthi ngifike khona.
And then I was invited by the magistrate at Maphumulo to come there.
Wathi siyakudinga sinabantu abaningi abayizifebe abasiphethe kabi sinabantu abaphuza utshwala sinabasha abangahloniphi ngiyacela ukuthi ufike uqhube ivangeli khona kaMaphumulo.
He asked me to come and preach the gospel at Maphumulo, saying in the area there were so many people that were living immoral lives, people bound by alcohol and different things.
Nathandaza ngathi uNkulunkulu uthini wena ngendawo yakaMaphumulo ngoba angikwazi ukuthi ngivele ngiye nje ngoba ngimenywe ijaji lakhona noma inkosi yenkantolo. Asikwazi ukuthi vele singene entweni ngoba umuntu esesibizile. Nkosi ngicela kuwe ukuthi uyathanda yini ukuthi ngiye kuleyo ndawo.
I prayed about it and said, Lord, what is your will? What do you say about this invitation to Maphumulo? Because we cannot just go to a place just because the magistrate or anyone has invited us. God has to lead us there.
Ngaphapha mekuseni zingakakhala amaqhude.
And I woke up one morning very early, even before the roosters crowed.
Ngathatha iBhayibheli ngalifunda.
I took the Bible and I read.
Uma ngilivula,
when I opened it,
ngafunda kubaseRoma isahluko sokuqala.
And I opened it and I read from Romans chapter 1,
verse 14.
I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, to Gentiles, both to wise and to unwise.
Kanjalo mina ngokwami nginesifiso sokushumayela ivangeli nakini na baseRoma.
So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also.
Ngeza uNkulunkulu engitshela ukuthi elo unecala unecala yana kaMaphumulo unecala kule mphefumulo ebhubhayo kumaGreki nakwabezizwe kwabahlaniphileyo nobangaqondiyo.
And I felt as if it was as if God was speaking to me clearly and saying to me, you are indebted to these people at Maphumulo there to go to the Greeks, to the Gentiles, to the wise, to the unwise. You need to go and help these people. Of course there was no Greek there, or a Jew.
Kodwa namhla siyabona ukuthi ngokuya khona ivangeli lifinyelele kulo bonke labo bantu.
But yet today we see that by going there, the gospel has reached all those people there.
Ukuthi nonke nikhona la, noma nithanda noma ningathandi, ngokwecebo likaNkulunkulu laphakade. Nonke nikuyo leyo nkatha kulelo bhotwe.
And then not just those people there, but all of us that are present here, whether we like it or not, God in his eternal plan has put us into that group, into this pot.
Waqala ke khona kwayilapho ke uProfessor Byerhaus efundisa la iluthela eseminary. Sathola nakhona ngaye uDokotela Kurt Koch. Sahlangana khona le.
And that is where we met Professor Byerhaus for the first time in those days already through Dr. Koch.
Manje uma ngixoxa kuningi singaxoxa kuze kuse ekuseni ngitshela izindaba ezinye ngingazange ngikhulume, kodwa nokho ngeke kulunge, isikhathi asikho, kusihlwa nje kusasa ngesonto sekuphelile futhi singakakenzi lutho okuncane nje. Kodwa ngithi noma singahlangana ngokugcina, ngiyathandaza ngenhliziyo yami yonke ukuthi ukuhlangana kwethu kungabiyizelelise, kodwa kusebenze kuwe, hayi ukuthi usuke ngene la kuphume la.
There's so much I could share with you, many things, even things I've never shared before. But now we've only got this evening, tomorrow and Sunday morning, there's so little time. But yet I pray that God will use this time to do something in our lives of eternal value, and that it won't just be something that will go in one ear and out the other. I'd been preaching for 12 years. I'd a tent which I'd pitch in different areas and hold services.
Ababalwa ngamakhulu noma ngeenkulungwane beza bayinikela kuJesu Kristu, bamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wabo.
And hundreds, probably thousands of people came to those meetings and committed their lives to Christ, accepting the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
Kodwa ngingumuntu ohluphekile kunabantu bonke.
But I was the most unhappy person.
Bebezofika abathenga amabhayibhele phela ikhulu noma amakhulu amabili noma amakhulu amathathu amabhayibhele bayinikele, kodwa emva kwesikhashanyana sekuphele konke futhi sekucime, kwasha kwacima kwaba umlilo wenhlanga zombila ezomile ezisha njengephepha.
People came in their hundreds to buy Bibles, and you'd see something happening, but it wouldn't take long and you'd see that that fire had died. It was just like a bonfire where you light some hay and it burns for a short while and dies quickly again.
And
I cried to the Lord. I said, Lord, is this what you've sent us for? To preach the gospel that people get converted, and today they get converted, tomorrow you see nothing of that conversion anymore.
Hambani nyezizweni zonke, nyoshumayela ivangeli ezizweni zonke nibafundisa ukugcina konke enginyale kona.
Didn't Jesus say we should go to all the nations, making disciples, teaching them to keep all that he instructed them? And yet when I traveled around, I didn't see it.
Bethenga izincwadi zabantu abanqunu. Amantombazana athenga izincwadi ezinqunu zabafana. Cabangani hlaze lingaka. Umuntu wesihogo yena yedwa ongenza into enjalo. Owesifazane intombazane ibuke umfana onqunu. Awesihogo lowo.
I'd go to young people, I'd speak to them, whole services, and I'd find young people who had gotten converted, but after a short while, they were back in their old things. They'd go to the stores, they'd buy worldly magazines, pornographic things, and the girls would buy pornographic images of boys where they are with nudity in them. Imagine such a thing, that a person sinks so low.
I'll go into the rooms and I see a girl's room with pop star pictures, half naked, three-quartered naked men stuck to the wall. And I hold my head and I say, God, where am I? But this is Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm in the houses of Christians, children, whose parents are Christians, and the Christians are happy that their children are on the way to heaven. What nonsense! They are all on the way to hell.
Katunkulunkulu ingenzeka into enjena. Ingane zithi zingamakholwa, ingane zabazalwane. Kodwa banamathisela ithombe ezinjena odongweni. Ngathi akwazi ukwenzeka laba bantu abaye ezulwini uma kunje basendleleni babheke esihogweni.
Ngibona abafana benama notebook benezincwadi zamantombazana ezinqunu ezingasile kodwa bebemamukela uJesu ngithi inkulunkulu wami kanti ivangeli selini namhlanje laba into yesihogo. Kanti ivangeli ukukholwa kuyini? Umuntu athi fuseke kuloko. Hawu, nanka amakholwa ekhalakadela wonke kwalasha. Abezwa yini onina bemkhalela uJesu ukuthi madodakazi aseJerusalem ningakhaleli mina. Zikhaleleni nina nengane zenu.
How is it possible for Christians to live in that way, where boys, young men, have this pornography with magazines and pictures of girls? Don't they realize, and the parents, they think they've got Christian children. Did they not hear the Lord Jesus saying, don't cry for me, cry for yourself and your own children?
Ngithi hayi ngizoyeka ukushumayela. Akusizi. Ngisemdlalweni. Angiyeke lokho. Ngcono ngisebenze ngithole imali thenge ngikufunayo kunokuba ngimose isikhathi sami nabantu besihogo.
It broke my heart. I thought, well, what does it help to preach? If this is the result, I'd rather give up preaching and go and get myself a job or start a business and earn myself a living.
Hay, absebenzeki.
I even saw my brothers. They had their businesses, they bought cars, they were getting on with life, and I said, Lord, here I am, putting my all into it, and this is the result. It's not worth it.
Lapho mphenduka. Hayi lencwadi bimnandi. Lemnandi benhle. Ngihluleke ukuhlukana naye.
When I got converted, and this book was so precious to me. It was the most precious book to me. I couldn't part with it.
Bemnandi kunezinyosi.
It was sweeter than honey.
Bengi insizwa angaze ngibe no girlfriend.
I was a young man, I had never had a girlfriend.
Bengi angwazi ukuthi uphuza utshwala kuyini.
I didn't know what it meant to drink alcohol.
Ekhaya bekhona iholo lomdanso. Polishwe phansi kodwa ngaze ngisuke ngidance ngiqhubi intombazana khona.
We had a dance hall at home on the farm, but I never danced with a girl there.
Kodwa iBhayibheli libe mnandi kimi kunemali, libe mnandi kimi kunebhola, bengilikhonza ibhola, kodwa libe mnandi ngaliyeka ngoba bengifunda ngokukaJohane 15:7. Uma nihlala kimi namazwi ami ehlala kini, niyakuqele nikuthandayo ngikwenzelwe.
The Bible is so precious to me, more precious than any ball or sport or anything. And I'd read in John 15 verse 7, if you abide in me, my words in you, you'll ask whatever you like and I will do it for you.
Uma nihlala kimi namazwi ami ehlala kimi, niyakuqele nikuthandayo nikwenzelwe.
If you abide in me and my words in you, you will ask whatever you ask of me and I will do it for you.
Bekumnandi kuneyinyosi.
That was
ngakhohlwa konke. Ngathi ayikho into emnandi njengalento emhlabeni.
That was sweeter than honey. It was the sweetest thing for me in this world.
Bengifunda ngokaJohane 14 verse 12.
And in John 14 verse 12.
Lapho kuthiwa ngiqinisile ngithi kini, okholwa yimi imsebenzi engiyenzayo, mina naye uya kuyenza nemikhulu kunale uya kuyenza ngokuba mina ngiya kubaba.
Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. I said, Lord, well, it's not even necessary for you to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, because as it is, what you say, you are the truth itself. And it is the truth what you say. You don't have to confirm it so often.
Ethi imsebenzi engiyenzayo naye uyakuyenza okholwa yimi nemikhulu kunale uyakuyenza ngokuba mina ngiya kubaba.
He says, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father.
Ngathi ngani Nkosi ngiyakholwa nguwe.
And I said, well, Lord, I believe in you.
Nothing funda Matthew.
And then I read in Matthew
ukuthi uJesu benzani,
the works that the Lord had done.
Bese ngifunda kuMark.
And in Mark.
Funda kuLuke.
And in Luke.
Ngifunda kuJohane.
And in John.
Ngemisebenzi kaJesu,
the works of the Lord Jesus.
Ngithi hawu Nkosi, kutsho ukuthi uma ngenza ngikholwa wena, le nto obuyenza ngizoyenza nami, hayi ngoba ngiwutho kodwa ngesizathu sokuthi ngikholwa nguwena na uye kubaba.
And I said, Lord, so it's possible that what you did I can do as well, not because I am anything and worthy, but because I believe in you and because you go to the Father. That filled my heart. You see, that's the reason why I forgot about girls, I forgot about the things of this world and sport and everything else, because these words meant so much to me.
Dear friends, I can't understand Christian youth people if they are busy with things of the world. And the Word of God is not the first and the last thing in their lives. I say they are damned liars.
And
you parent, don't be happy. You won't be in heaven with your child.
The Bible
says, if we love Jesus, we will keep his word. And you want to tell me people, the young people that don't keep God's word, they go to heaven. Well, we live in times like these. In times like these, where people believe a lie and live a lie.
Inkosi ithi mawungithanda uzowagcina amazwi ami, ukwenze engikushoyo. Kodwa okuhluphayo namhlanje abantu baqamba amanga futhi bayinto yamanga nje.
Ngifunde incwadi ngokaJohane sahluku seshumi nesithupha. Angazi ukuthi wena uyalifunda yini iBhayibheli, mhlawumbe ulifunde ebusuku ucimezile, yikho kungasho lutho kuwe. Ngoba uma kusho into kuwe, bekufanele ukuthi ukunyakazise kuze kufinyelele kumoya nomkantsha wakho.
And then I read in John 16. It's amazing when you read the Bible what it means and what it does to you. Maybe it does nothing for you because you read it at night when you're fast asleep and it doesn't mean anything to you. The Bible should mean so much to you. It should move you right down into your bone and marrow.
To the very core of your being. Das Wort Gottes sollte uns durch Mark und Bein gehen. Und wenn es nicht tut, am Tage des Gerichts wird es, wenn die Hölle dich verschlingen wird.
Futhi uma singanyakaziswa izwi lenkosi namhlanje, siyonyakaziswa yilona ngosuku lukahlulelo uma sesihlangabezana nesihogo.
Ngalolo suku, ngokaJohane shumi nesithupha ivesi langamashumi amabili nantathu. Ngalolo suku anikubuza lutho kimi. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile, ngithi kini. Lokhu eniyakucela kubaba egameni lami, uyakuninika kona.
John 16, verse 23. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
Kuze kube kalokhu anicelanga lutho egameni lami. Celani niyakwamukeliswa ukuba intokozo yenu igcwale icicime.
Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Hayike ilezi zinto ezazingihlupha zingikhathaza.
So these are the things that kept me busy and that worried me. Day and night, I had no peace. I sweated at night because these things worried me. I love to read books on revival.
One after the other. It was a delicacy to me. war die beste Delikatesse. Das erfüllte das Herz mit himmlischem Leben und Freude.
Kwakumnandi kabi ngifundeni incwadi landelenye wayigcwalisa inhliziyo yami ngijabula kabi mangifunda lento.
Ngifunda ngezinto ezenzike eMelika amarivayiveli kwaze kwavalwa amabhayisikopu iminyaka esithupha kuvalwa amabhayisikopu kungasekho umuntu oye ebhayisikopu bonke baye enkonzweni. Amabhayisikopu aphenduka abe yisonto avalwe inyanga eziyisithupha. Emva kwenyanga eziyisithupha iminyaka eyisithupha ngithi bese kwenze njani? Avulwe futhi. Uyazi uma impama ingamsiza umuntu, ngingathanda ukusukela ekuseni lize lishona ilanga kuyilokhu mukula umuntu ngempama kuze kunyakazeke ubuchopho la, kungabi nje imbewu eyomile yeyintanga phakathi eguleni.
I read about these revivals. It was so wonderful to me, and revivals in America, and about the one where the cinemas were even closed. When the Lord started working, they closed the cinemas. Some were converted into churches. For 6 years, they were closed. But sadly, after 6 years, they reopened, one after the other. I can't understand that.
I'd ask the questions, what happened after 6 years? Well, they opened them again. Oh, Christians, if they are late like that, they are damnable people. Die sind verflucht und verdammt. Hunde, die zurückkehren zu dem, was sie ausgespien haben, fressen sie wieder. Ungangitshela ukuthi owahlukana nesona iminyaka eyisithupha. Winja, wingulube, iyahlanza intsha. Bese ibuye ihlanze futhi. Ingulube igeze qedi ihambe iyobhukuta futhi. Kudodi okishini lodaka ingene ngakhala. Bese kuthiwa singamakholwa, siyakholwa thina. Mina ngiwesile, ngilusela, ngiwumuntu wabasiza abantu. Hey, uzozwa amagama ongazange uzwe uma usuhlangana neNkosi. Obuso bakhe bukhanya ngaphezu kokukhanya kwelanga.
It's not good enough to say, well, I parted from that sin. For 6 years, I didn't do it. But then after 6 years, you're like a dog that goes back to its vomit, a pig going back to its mire. And it's not good enough to say, well, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Lutheran, I'm from Kwasizabantu. You'll meet up with him whose face shines brighter than the sun.
UNkulunkulu kathokoziswa umuntu ohlehla nyovana. God is not well pleased with a backslider. Whether you're 10 years old, 16, or 60, or 96. Woe to you if you believe in so-called, believe in Christ, and you don't keep his word.
Maye kuwe uma uthi hayi uyakholwa, ukholwe uJesu kodwa awagcini amazwi akhe.
Sakala ngathi hawu Nkosi, sihawukele sibi lesi sikhathi.
We cried to the Lord, we said, oh Lord, be merciful to us, we live in evil times.
Nkulunkulu thulula umoya wakhe.
Pray that the Lord would send his Holy Spirit. We said, oh Lord, work in our midst.
Zitholakala kalula angazi kuleso sikhathi ngo 1966 besikhipha malini cisho bengikhipha osheleni ababili ngosuku ngomuntu engimkhiphe jele ezokhipha umquba esibayeni sengulube.
There were not many of us at that time. We met there in Maphumulo in that little place that was previously a cow shed. We had hired some prisoners from the local prison to come and help us to clear it out. I think in those days we probably paid about 20 cents a day for a prisoner.
Kukhona okushiko kahle ngesiJalman. Ngathi ngintela ngathi anofundi isiJalman kodwa hayi ke anisifundi kodwa ungangisoli ngoba nesiFrench siyangeshula asiphumi ngamakhaleni nami.
Now in German you can say it so nicely. I'm just sorry that you don't understand German, but I've been telling you for years now you must learn other languages. But well, what can I say, because I haven't learned French either yet.
My nose is not made for it. German we speak with the mouth. I'm not taught to speak with the nose. Hi. NgesiJalimane kuthiwa, ich sagte Ihnen, dass die Erweckung begonnen hat im Kuhstall. Habe ich Gefangene bekommen und die haben den Rest Mist rausgeschmissen, gereinigt und da haben wir begonnen. Und symbolisch ist das ein perfektes Bild. Willst du Erweckung haben, neues Leben? Soll der Heilige Geist wirken? Raus mit dem Mist aus deinem Leben. Raus mit dem Mist. Und Kuhmist ist noch viel schlimmer als der schlimmste Mist, den es gibt. Menschenmist ist schon schlimm. Saumist, siebenmal so schlimm soll es sein wie Menschenmist. Aber der schlimmste Mist ist der Satansmist, die Sünde in deinem Leben.
And as we had to clear that cow shed of the cow dung that was in there, that was symbolic. And that was showing us that we must get rid of all the dung that's in our lives. And you get much worse dung than that dung. The dung of the devil is the worst type that you get.
As I sin is the worst dung right out of hell produced by the devil. It's gone right through him. And you are his pit.
Umqubo ka Satan isono qobo lwaso.
If we'd only see sin in its true worth, in reality, maybe we'd hate it.
Uma bese ngasibona nje isono njengoba sinjalo, besizosonda.
Dann würden wir aufhören mit der Sünde zu liebäugeln, zu gestandane nesono. Sibe nice. I'm a nice time. I'm a nice time.
Then we would stop having these pet sins which we have our nice times with. But those will end when one burns in hell. I prayed and I said, Lord, you promised in the end times that you would send your spirit, pour it out among all mankind. Oh Lord, please do it in our time.
Time has passed. You see how short the time is.
Isikhathi yabaleka. Uyabona nawe ukuthi sesigijima kangakanani, sekuhambe kangakanani.
And God started showing me revival. God's work is kept by His Holy Spirit. And he can't allow sin. In the early church, sin came in, Ananias and Sapphira had to die because of it. They had to bleed because of it. And all over, where God, even in the Old Testament, revealed himself as the Holy One, even to heir Moses' two nephews. And he told Aaron, my brother, this is what God has said. If we draw close to him, we must be pure, holy, and clean.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebenza, usebenza ngomoya wakho ongcwele, uyena umoya wakho ongcwele ubusayo, uma kusebenza yena. Futhi noma lapho esebenza khona uzobona esebenza ngomoya wakho ongcwele, ngoba ungcwele bakhe. Nona niyona Safira bahlangana nakho, kwadinga ukuthi bafa ngesono sabo. Ngisho namadodana ka-Aaron abona ubungcwele bukaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wathi uzozibonakalisa engcwele kulaba abasondelayo kuyena.
I assume that most of us confess to be Christians.
Ngikholwa ukuthi sonke silapha siyavuma, siyasho ukuthi singamaKristu.
May I ask you, dear fellow Christian,
ngicela ukuthi ngikubuza wena mzalwane,
how is sin dealt with you in your life?
Usiphatha kanjani isono empilweni yakho?
Just a bit of egoism, your own way,
mhlawumkhona ubumina,
your own will,
tando yakho.
Just a bit of bitterness, or grudges,
ubambela umuntu igqubu.
You know what stops God's working as he would like through the power of the Holy Ghost?
Uyazi ukuthi kuyini okumvimbayo uNkulunkulu ukuthi asebenza ngamandla kaMoya Ongcwele?
Nothing else but the sin of Christians, those born again people.
Akukho kunye ngaphandle kwesono, isono sabazalwane abathi bazalwa kabusha.
Worldliness in your life,
izwe empilweni yakho.
Whether you see it on the streets in Berlin, Paris, France, South Africa, or in the bioscope in your home,
Israel
and television, where you can see hell from far.
Izwe olibonayo mhlambe leBerlin noma eParis noma laphi kwamanye amazwe noma la kwelakithi noma mhlambe oyibonela usendlini yakho ngomabonakude.
Where it gets close to you, that it warms your unsanctified blood and the lusts of the flesh.
Ulsondes.
And you call yourself by that name, whose foundation is steadfast. He that names that name should depart from all iniquity.
Usondeze izwe, uletha lapha eduze, ulibona lapha endlini yakho, uvusele inkanuko. Sukhohle ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyena ongcwele engcwele, othi futhi obiza igama lakhe, ozibiza ngaye, akasihlukanisa nakho konke ukubi.
In 1960 war Kommunismus eine große Gefahr in der Welt.
In 1960, ubukommunismus bekuyingozi emhlabeni wonke.
Ein kommunistischer deutscher Leiter hat gesagt, Kommunismus ist nicht tot, ist nur krank, aber wird wieder genesen.
Elini Chalman, Eli Kommunist, Latte, ay, ubukommunismus akufile. Kuyagula nje okwesikhashana, kuyobuya ukuvuke kuphile.
Und dann sagte ich, Wir schelten, schimpfen über Kommunismus, reden das Böse über Kommunismus, sagen es eine böse Sache. Und Kommunismus ist mächtig. In nicht vielen Jahren hat es einen großen Teil des Erdbodens überwunden. Aber Gott, der Heilige Geist, ist nicht nur mächtig, er ist allmächtig. Und da stand ich, Erlo, hier in Südafrika, mit diesem großen Problem. Wie ist das möglich, dass Kommunismus in der Kraft des Satans so weit fördern kann und vorangehen, und dass der allmächtige Geist Gottes nicht. Nun nimm das mit in deinen Schlafraum und wiederkäue das die ganze Nacht, wenn du kannst. Wie ist das möglich, wenn er der allmächtige Geist Gottes ist? Heute werden viel mehr Menschen geboren in dieser Welt als wiedergeboren. Das Reich Gottes geht rückwärts, nicht vorwärts, zahlenweise. Und Jesu Gebot ist, kehrt hin, macht alle Welt zu Jüngern. Wird der Auftrag durch dich geschehen? Wie viele hast du schon gelehrt, alles zu halten, was Jesus dir befohlen hat und dich gelehrt hat? Wie viele? How many people have you made Christians? Not for 6 years, but that will keep God's word for the rest of their lives. How many? And every day you're a day closer to the day when you'll meet the judge who will judge you by his holy word. He says, I've not come to judge you, but the words which I have spoken will judge you on judgment day. Angazike, ungutu wena. Usuzuze abantu bangaki wabafundisa ugcina izwi likaNkulunkulu. Bangaki ungababala ngesandla esodwa. Bangaki obazuzile, kodwa uyasho ukuthi ulikholwa, uyaya enkonzweni, uzohlangabezana noJesu ungamzuzanga nomuntu oyedwa. Umoya ungcwele engasebenzanga ngawe. Zibonele wena ukuthi uyophelelaphi, uyogcinaphi. Noma ngingakutshelanga ukuthi kwalasha, kodwa bekufanele ukuthi uyizwele, uzibonele. Ich sag nur zu den Zulus, ich will ihnen nicht sagen, wo sie enden werden. Aber wenn sie noch keine Menschen zu Jesus geführt haben, sie gelehrt haben, alles zu halten, nicht mal so viele wie Finger an einer Hand, ist das ein gefährliches Drohungszeichen, wo die ihre Ewigkeit verbringen werden. Und wenn Gott nicht wirken kann, ist da nur ein Grund. Da ist Sünde, mit der Gott noch nicht abgerechnet hast und du noch nicht abgerechnet hast in deinem Leben. Junge oder alte Sünde. Sünde wird bereinigt, die wird nicht alt vor Gott. Und je eher die aus deinem Leben kommen, desto besser für deine Zukunft.
And if God cannot use you, cannot work through you, then it's because of sin. Maybe an old sin, maybe a new sin, but before God it's the same. A sin doesn't get old before him.
Aber Gott sei Dank, dass er ein lebendiger und wahrhaftiger Gott ist.
But we praise God that he is the living and true God.
Und wenn ihr meint, ich übertreibe, ich gehe zu weit.
And if you think I'm going too far,
nach dem Sehen, schaut euch die AIDS-Kranken an. In der ganzen Welt, auf der Erde und unter der Erde, wird gesagt, die werden noch nicht geheilt. Aber Gott zeigt uns, dass sein Name über alle Namen ist. Und wenn du nicht glaubst, wegen das, was ich dir sage, denn tu doch wegen die Wecke, kannst du ja sagen, ach, Elo, der Antichrist wird auch Wunder tun. Aber dies ist ein seltsamer Antichrist, der sagt, verflucht ist der, der Jesus nicht liebt. Und wer sagt, dass er Jesus liebt und hält sein Wort nicht, ist ein Lügner. Wenn der Antichrist solche sagen kann, gut, dann zweifle daran, was ich dir sage. Und wenn du daran zweifelst, dann hab eine gute Nacht, morgen früh. Pack deinen Koffer und geh. Geh hin, wo du herkommst. In die Richtung, wo du herkommst und wo du hingehen wirst. Die ist nicht oben, sondern unten. Das ist das Gegenteil vom Worte Gottes. Das muss schriftgemäß sein. Ushukuti giti, umma, ninga imisele, ulalelizwi lenkosi. Hambani yolala, kusasa ekuseni, nipakishe imithwalo, hambe niphindele lapho niqhamuka khona. Niqhubeke ngaleyo ndlela niye esihogweni, la nizimisele ngakho. Kodwa uma nifuna ukuphenduka, phenduka ngempela. Uma ungakaphenduki, phenduka! Penduka ngeqiniso.
And if you don't want to accept God's word and live accordingly, then it would be better if tomorrow morning you just pack your things, you go back. And if you go on that way, you'll end up in hell unless you repent.
If we want to play church, then Kwatsizabantu is a cursed place, a place of the devil. A place where he is happy. But may God, the Father, in Jesus' name, not allow that, but that by his grace and the Holy Spirit of his, those things that dadi chutni yirkedult salvort.
Kwathi uNkulunkulu angasebenzi ngendodana yakhe ukuba lezo zinto ezingalungile zingeke zikwazi ukuthola indawo lapha phakathi kwethu. Isikhathi sesihambile, sidinga ukuthi sivale manje.
Möge Gott schenken, dass das nicht leere Worte waren für dich.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasebenza ukuthi lamagami amagama angeke abeyize kuwe.
Und nur krampfhafte Speise, die keinen Wert haben.
Kube kufana nokudla okunganamsebenzi.
Ohne dem werde ich nicht vor Gott bestehen können und leide du auch nicht.
Kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho ngeke sikwazi ukuma phambi kwaNkulunkulu. Nawe nami.
Said, I'm sorry. Without that, I won't be able to stand before the living one and the holy one. And I'm sorry. I fear you won't be able to stand before him either. Shall we rise, stand, and pray?
Sithandaz.
Ngijulisenkosi. Oh, time when the Lako Yanji Sakimisha Ugushaga Nipa. Nkosi Jesu, sicelile kuwe ukuba ukhulume nathi.
Lord Jesus, we prayed and asked you to speak to us.
Igama liyabulala, umoya uyaphilisa.
The letter kills, but the spirit brings life.
Kuluma kubantu abadala, kuluma kubantu abasha. Akube isikhathi sokuphaphamela ebuthongweni.
Speak to old and young. May it be a time where we wake up from our sleep. We pray, Lord, that you will work in an amazing way. Above what we can even ask or pray for.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, before we leave, I just want to, those who are very inquisitive, they say, hey, you've told us about your physical weakness and ailments. You didn't tell us what is troubling you. One doctor said, hello, put on the brakes. Go slowly. You're working too hard. That's why you are faced with these things. Now you know. Maybe it adds if you speak to people who are blind and don't listen, that adds to that burden. Kuyahlupha mhlawumbe nani eningezwa nibeke itshe phezu kwelinye phezu kwami ngoba ngiyazama ukunikhanyisela kodwa nigcwela amademoni emandlebeni enu anizwa esikhundleni sokuthi nifike niyihlambulule nivume izono niyinikele kujesu niphaphamele yena.
Amen.
Ubani uzophetha?
Thank you.